Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Friday, July 1st, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on June 30th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $10.95. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. General Property Corporation, $5.40. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $2.80. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 18 securities, of which 8 advanced, 3 declined, and 7 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 9.24 points to close at 2040.72. The Composite Index advanced by 1.7 points to close at 1378.16. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 1.88 points to close at 93.68. The SME Index remained at 41.24. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 305,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $2.5 million. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader, with 125,000 shares changing hands for the value of $288,000, followed by First Caribbean International Bank, with a volume of 50,000 shares being traded for $252,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 54 stocks, of which 28 advanced, 17 declined, and 9 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 16.7 million units, valued at over $297 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. Wigton Wind Farm Limited with 6.97 million units, Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 2.34 million units, and Barita Investments Limited with 1.4 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, zero securities were traded on Thursday, June 30th, 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.